big of a relief is that, Coach, with what happened with him taking a knee to the helmet last night?
Oh, I think it's a huge relief. I mean, any time a guy goes out and needs to be checked, you want to make sure that the next day that everything is going to be okay, but I think he's going to be well.
Coach, any update on Kevin Bob?
Yeah, Kevin Kevin has a knee sprain. He'll probably end up being week to week as we go forward.
Something similar to Chaz's, or?
Yeah, probably something similar to that.
Anything, watching the film, did anything look better than it did from the sideline?
Yeah, there was a couple guys I thought, you know, Darius Hayward Bay made some huge catches, made some plays, and Darius Moore made some plays. I thought the pass protection unit still is doing a good job. We still need to continue to improve some things, you know, communication-wise in that area. But I think as a unit, I think those guys are doing a good job as far as protecting the quarterback.
Did you learn more about the guys on the offensive line? Are you any closer to coming up with the guys that are going to make up starting unit, Coach?
Oh, yeah, I think we're getting very close to that. I mean, obviously, we got two more preseason games, but I think as we continue to get people back, hopefully we'll get a couple more guys back this week. I think we'll be closer to making sure that we put those five guys out there.
Obviously, you haven't had Darren out there, but what have you thought of the running game? Would you expect more out of it at this point?
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, there's a couple of things that I've been kind of working on with our offense. You know, again, we know we can run the ball pretty decently. We knew, obviously, Darren hadn't been here. Bush was there. Bush got some carries yesterday. I think he averaged over 4 yards a rush. But I wanted to make sure that we're continuing to grow in some other areas of our offensive football team, and I'm beginning to see the results. I think the guys are working at it, and pretty soon, you know, it's going to be time to just put our offense totally together and let it go.
How did Bruce Campbell play off last night, Coach?
I think he did some good things. You know, Bruce is a big guy, and I thought he was very stout over there, right guard. I mean, when he puts his hands on you, he stops you. But obviously, that was his first game experience, you know, since training camp has started. So that was good for him to see him out there competing, and we'll get him back in there this week and give him another opportunity.
Will you be apt to go live tackling it all this week in practice based on how the run defense did last night?
Well, that's something we always that I always keep in my back pocket. So as I put the schedule together for tomorrow's practice and meet with the coaches, we'll make a decision about what we need to do.
Hey, Hugh, with the way the run defense had troubles last night, when you're looking at the film, is that more a technique thing, a positioning thing, or kind of desire at this stage of the preseason?
No, I think it's more technique. I think it's more technique and fundamentals. I think we need to just continue to practice and hone in on the things that we know that it takes to play very solid, sound run defense. And there was definitely some stops at some times, but then all of a sudden, you know, here's one skirting out of there because maybe somebody jumped out of a gap or something like that. But I think when a player sees the tape, I think they'll understand exactly what it is that we need to do. And I know it sounds like a broken record, but trust me, we're going to get this six.
For all the talk about being a bully that you've had are you surprised as to how far away you are in that aspect right now?
No, well, you don't build a bully overnight. You don't build a bully in 2 days, two preseason games. So I think, you know, don't get me wrong, all these preseason games are very important. You know, they all matter. I don't want to put that out there that they don't. But I know come September 12th, they truly matter. And I think our team understands that we need to make some strides. We need to get better. We need to keep working, that we're a work in progress. But
something scheme-wise you can fix, or is it just one-on-one matchup type thing?
Definitely is something we can fix. I mean, we've played some of the best tight ends in this league, you know, obviously a young man down in San Diego, and I think we know how to do it. I mean, obviously, there was a couple instances last night where we wasn't where we needed to be, you know, but those things are all very fixable.
Hey, Hugh, do you have any reaction at all to the news of the violence that happened after the shooting that happened in the parking lot between fans?
My reaction is I hope everybody's fine and safe, that it's definitely an environment to where we wish that people come out and enjoy a game, and hopefully that those things don't happen. Let's talk about something that's really positive. We had 15 players today, including our top draft picks, Stefan Wisniewski, DeMarcus Van Dyke, and Chimdi Chikwa. They took time out during their day to visit the veterans at the Veterans Home of California in Yountsville, located 10 minutes north of